basically try and build a relationship up with our customers. We're not just see how there's ways we can help the business out. If there's a, you know, usually around this time, if Jim's looking to
Prism Technology, could I help you?
Hey, is Peter there?
Speaking.
Hey, Peter, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time here, but I wanted to follow up with you on the pre-approval that we sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not, but it was based on some working capital that you had done about a year and a half or 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Did it have personal guarantees with it?
You know, I'm not quite sure on that. Let me check for you. 1 second. All right, hello?
Yeah.
It actually just goes on the business credit. Nothing goes personal.
Yeah, did it encompass her giving up her bank statement?
Yeah, well, what you look at is the business bank statements, no personal bank statements.
Yeah, but she didn't want to do that. That's the reason why we didn't answer you.
Oh,
she just paid off her on-deck loan, and she doesn't like them being in her checking account every day. You know,
oh,
so
she didn't like the daily payments on what she was doing, you mean?
Yep.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Even though it was through the business checking account?
Yeah, she paid it off in full. She's just waiting for her UCC cancellation back.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing. So you'd be right doing exactly what she just got out of, right?
Similar, but I mean, we have daily payments, we have weekly payments, and we have monthly payments. So it all really depends on what you look like on paper. When did you just do this one with On Deck? It just ended right now.
Well, she just paid them off last week. She's waiting for them to send her payoff letter because one of her vendors that she buys equipment from, they don't want any blank UCC filings, and On Deck put a blank UCC filing on there.
Oh, okay, gotcha. They didn't put the stipulation to take it off there. Well, was she looking to bring on anything additional, do you know?
Well, not if she has to go through the same gyrations, right? If you're going to have a UCC filing and if you're going to be in her bank statement, she's not going to want to do that, no?
Well,
no, I mean, why would she put that on deck and then go to a complete strange company? It doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely. I mean, On Deck is a lender in our network, so we're pretty familiar with them. We gain a lot of their customers after they are paid off due to, I don't know, a lot of the customers are really unhappy with them sometimes. But for our loans, like I told you, we do have daily, we do have weekly, and we do have monthly, depending on how it looks.
Yeah,
but
she wants the credit line where she only uses it when she needs it.
Okay, gotcha. She's looking at a line of credit. She's not looking for actual capital to use for day-to-day operations.
Right.
Okay. Because, I mean, a lot of the times what we do is, if you're looking for a specific amount of money, is that we approve you for the largest amount where it's still there and it stays as an approval, but you use it as much as you need to at a time. So, for example, if we approved you for $100,000 and you're actually only looking for $25,000, you can take that $25,000 and you're only going to be paying interest on that $25,000. And then when you exhaust it, if you want more, you have an additional $75,000 left that you're already approved for that you just come in and get.
Does that encompass
the
use
to you?
Yeah, it does. Does that encompass a UCC filing, yes or no?
No, we can change that to where there is no UCC filing for it, where it does not show up.
All right, we'll send her an email or the information with regard to that and see if she gets back to you. Do you have her email address?
No. What's a good email address for her?
It's D-M-A-C.
D-M-A-C. Is that Dave Mac?
He has David.
Uh-huh.
D-M-A-C. At Speed, S-P-E-E-D.
S-P-E-E-D.
And then Light, T-E.com. D-Mac at Speed of Light, L-I-T-E.com. You want to repeat it?
Yeah, one more time. It's D-Mac at Speed of Light, and you said L-I-T-E?
Right, .com.
Okay, so dmac@speedoflight.com.
D as in David, DMAC.
Correct, yes, I got that. And
all right.
Who do I address this to?
Doreen, D-O-R-E-E-N.
D-O-R-E-E-N?
Yep.
D-O-R-E-E-N, okay. And she's the one that's in charge of like the financial aspect of the business, really?
You got it.
Got it. Do you know what you were looking to do, though, just so I kind of have a better idea here?
I have no idea. You'll offer what you have, and then she'll make her decision from there.
Okay, gotcha. Is there any way to get a hold of her on the phone?
Not until after you send her the email. She takes a look at it and see if she wants to entertain it.
Okay. All right, gotcha then. I'll go ahead and shoot her an email and, hopefully get in contact with her then.
All right. Bye.
All right, thanks, Peter. Bye-bye.
He did a lot of research to figure out what people wanted.